Jack Flanders in The Aha Phenomena, Part 1.
Yes?
I received this cassette in the mail.
Dear nephew, I'm certain you do not remember me, except perhaps in family photographs or fireside legend, but an unanticipated turn of events has required your most prompt presence here at the Institute.
Ah, you are Mr. Flanders.
Yes.
A security clearance ID, please.
I beg your pardon?
One moment, please.
Yes, Cynthia?
Sir Seymour, Mr. Flanders has arrived, but he does not have clearance.
Oh, he's quite cleared. Send him in.
Sir Seymour is in the aviary, first door to your left.
Thanks.
Ah, Flanders, so good of you to come. I am a Seymour Jowles.
Oh, Sir Seymour.
No. Uncle Seymour, my rascally brother Henry, you certainly do not call Lord Jowles, I safely presume.
Well, actually, I do call him Lord.
Tea. Precisely time for tea. Hand me that barn owl perched over there, will you?
Oh, sure. What?
Quite all right. Synthetic. Solid-state components, all that sort of thing, you know.
Mm.
Ah, thank you. There's a button under the wing. Yes. Ah.
Tea, Sir Seymour.
Pronto, Cynthia, pronto.
Will you be in the marshes?
Quite. I don't trust the birds here, especially the Chinese parrot over there. This way, nephew. Come on.
These birds. The vegetation. It's all artificial.
Quite. The Institute is engaged in some rather unique research.
Can you tell me some of...
Of course not. Use your head, nephew.
Having a bug for an office, isn't that a little eccentric, Uncle Seymour?
Science is eccentric. Besides, there's a will-o'-the-wisp here somewhere.
Really?
Quite. Creepy things. Ah, there's my favorite log.
But what kind of research does your...
Secret. I can only discuss what is specifically related to your project.
My project?
Ah, nice dry log. Have a seat.
Uncle Seymour, what are you...
Move over, Mr. Frog. Be a good chap.
A mechanical frog?
Could be a spy from another department. You never know. They're all around me. Now, an odd phenomenon has existed through the history of humankind. The greatest inventions, the most major scientific discoveries have what is known as a coincidence factor. Some chap across the ocean will make an astounding discovery precisely at the same time as some chap over here. And what we have is not only the fantastic moment of realization when it all suddenly, almost magically, clicks into place, or what science has called the aha phenomenon, but we have also the same thing occurring at the same time somewhere else. Are you following me?
Yes,
Do you know the precise definition of the word occult?
Well, the word occult
simply means secret knowledge. Rather nice, that, wouldn't you say?
Yes,
Occultists claim scientific coincidence occurs because there are levels of existence beyond ours, and from these higher levels, the great ahas are released. Quite ridiculous, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
Good. My department is eager to send a man there.
I don't suppose you have a map.
Ah, Cynthia with the tea. I'm certain we'll find the laws of physics apply equally to the astral as to the physical.
There we are.
The great ahas, as you call it, affects the destiny of all beings, not only on the physical plane, but on
milk
other levels as well.
Milk or lemon, Mr. Flanders?
Milk. It's said that if you attempt to steal some great secret before people are ready to deal
Two
with it...
Two lumps, Mr. Flanders?
One. Uncle Seymour, don't forget Prometheus. Now, the gods didn't take to his stealing their fire.
Oh, Prometheus. That was years ago. The great secrets do not belong to the gods. They belong to all of us.
But, Uncle, what I'm saying is that
will
if you plan to steal...
Will that be all, Sir Seymour?
That will be all, Cynthia. We are not attempting to perform some sort of an unnatural act against the gods.
Well, I beg your pardon.
Hardly. All we want is just one aha.
Which one?
The great aha that can only be used for the benefit of all.
Like what?
The unified field theory of matter and energy.
You want to steal that?
Shh. Yes.
we'd like that. Why not?
It's been an interesting meeting, Uncle.
Wait, I haven't made my proposal.
I know your proposal, and the answer is no dice.
The Institute will pay quite handsomely, I assure you.
No thanks, Uncle.
What if I told you that we actually have a map that specifies precisely where the Ahas are archived?
Where did you get a map?
Certain secret societies have been mapping the road, shall we say, for perhaps 4,000 or 5,000 years.
I'd like to see it.
Of course you would. Let's see if you can catch me that mallard there, will you?
This one?
That's the one. Click on your feet. That's good. There should be a button beneath... Ah.
Yes, Sir Seymour?
Cynthia, bring in the map. Run along now.
Uncle, I'm not going to do your spying.
Spying? Tut, tut.
Or stealing.
Have you never had the yearn to be a buccaneer?
No.
Here it is, Sir Seymour.
Quite. Open the box and remove the map, Cynthia. Hey,
it's a robe. A patchwork robe. This robe belonged to a dervish.
Precisely.
Where's the map?
That is the map.
Will that be all, Sir Seymour?
That will be all, sweet Cynthia.
How did you figure out that this robe is a map?
Wonders of modern technology, nephew. You see, when a dervish patches his robe, there is a reason that stretches beyond the mere covering of a hole.
What reason?
This particular dervish, we had reason to believe, had been hoofing it about in worlds unknown. By using a special computer, we were able to analyze one patch only. But in this one patch, we, excuse the expression, hit the jackpot. We know exactly where to find the archives that store the greatest ahas of mankind.
Where?
Within what we call the Forbidden City of Aha.
The Forbidden City of Aha. What about the other patches?
God only knows.
I see. Well, how did you analyze a patch using a computer?
About a year ago, one of our programmers began feeding the exploits of the incredible Mullah Nasruddin and other Sufic stories into a computer and received answers, but answers impossible to grasp through deductive reasoning, you see?
Mm-hmm.
However, the exercise proved fruitful. We discovered that each pattern woven into the patch has a story, but to unweave the story, it was necessary to unweave the patch, alas.
Well, how did you get a hold of a dervish's robe?
I'm afraid I can't answer that.
Well, Uncle, I admit you have aroused my interest, but still the answer is no.
Wait. There was one other item also deciphered from the same patch. Catch me that Shropshire over there, will you?
The black one?
Yes.
Come here. I gotcha!
Thank you. Yeah. A switch in here somewhere in this wall. Now I believe we should have some results.
That music.
We know you've pursued this haunting melody across many strange and frightful lands. We know you've discovered the great green jade jukebox, the fabulous bodhisattva jukebox, and the wonderful Wurlitzer of Wisdoms. But you did not find that which lured you across those mysterious realms. The source of this alluring music, the Lotus Jukebox.
You know where it is?
Within the walls where lies the unified field theory of matter and energy also stands the Lotus Jukebox.
What walls?
The walls of the Forbidden City of Aha.
How do you know?
Patch, dear nephew. And what a pleasant coincidence, and how profitable for the both of us.
All right. What's your proposal?
A most fair and even trade. We give you the location of the Lotus Jukebox, and you give us the unified field theory.
Goodbye, Uncle.
Oh, wait, I say, nephew, don't be so hasty.
Forget it.
Name your price.
All right. My price is the robe.
Out of the question! Those patches contain a wealth of knowledge that we have not even begun to...
Sorry, see you around, Seymour.
Damn it, Flanders! Money. I'm offering you money. More money than you've ever dreamed of. Flanders! All right, you can have the bloody robe.
It's a deal.
Doesn't want money, my God, what a generation.
One dervish robe for one unified field theory, right?
Correct.
I take the robe with me.
Going to pass yourself off as a dervish?
I might. Now, which way to the forbidden city of Aha?